If you're a health or a life coach who is having some doubts around whether or not you have the right niche, then this is the episode of the show for you. I'm going to talk all about how to know if maybe your niche isn't quite right and what you can do to change it. Let's dive in. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health and life coaches get more clients, grow their businesses and live the best lives while they do it. And today on the show, we're talking all about niching. Quite specifically, what to do if you are questioning whether or not your niche is right for you and your business. A lot of the questions that I get asked as a business mentor for health and life coaches is around your niche and whether or not it's the ideal niche, whether or not it's a profitable niche, you know, is it the right one for you? All of those kind of questions, and we're going to explore that today. Coming up with a niche and defining it is a really tricky task. It is not easy for a lot of coaches, so I totally understand where you're coming from if you are here listening or watching this today and thinking, this is so hard. Why is it so hard to be able to get this niche clear and defined? And it really is one of those very, very important business foundations, because when your niche is right, everything flows from that point. It is such an important part of your business that you really do want to get right. And speaking from experience, I have struggled in the past massively with having a clear niche and feeling good about my niche. And it really does have an impact on your business when it's not quite right for you, or when you are struggling to get your head around where it's at. So we're going to explore all of that stuff today. And just a reminder before we get started, your niche, or niche if you're in the States, I believe that's how you guys say it, is basically how you define your kind of area of work. So really simply, that's what we're talking about. You know, there's various different ways of niching. There's various different, you know, whether or not you niche around a problem or you niche around a group of people, or, you know, there's lots of different conversations to be had. So if you're brand new to niching, that is what a niche is. It's basically how you define your area of work as a coach. And if the whole topic of your niche is really relevant for you right now, then you are going to want to join my new free bootcamp, which is starting next week on Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. And it is the Niche Message and Brand Bootcamp for Health and Life Coaches. Now, I've created this free bootcamp because these things are so foundational and important in your business and can make a massive difference when it comes to getting more clients. If your niche isn't quite right, if you are not communicating that through your messaging really appropriately and in a compelling way, and if your branding is off, and I'm not just talking about your visual brand, we're really going to be focusing on, you know, your brand voice and what your brand stands for, then you're really going to struggle to get clients. And these are such a solid part of your business foundation that next week in the bootcamp, we are going to look at all of these different areas. And no matter what stage of business you're in, whether or not you're a new coach or a bit further on, if you want to up level all of this and really get that clarity, really feel confident, really know that your niche is profitable, really know that your messaging is compelling and that you're, you know, connecting with people through your messaging, that your brand is positioning you in the right way, then this is going to be the bootcamp for you. So check out the link in the description, go to wholeheartedlaura.com/bootcamp and you'll be able to sign up. So like I say, that bootcamp is starting on Monday the 29th of April. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be so good. And I'm trying to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible. There's a workbook and a guide that's going to take you through the bootcamp. And by the end of it, you will have a much clearer definition of your niche, a much more compelling message and much better positioning in terms of your branding, which is all going to help you get more clients, grow your business, all of that good stuff that we are here for when we're growing a health or life coaching business. So do check out that link. And like I say, head over to wholeheartedlaura.com/bootcamp to join. So let's get into this episode of the show. And like I say, this is all around what to do if you are not sure if your niche is right. And I'm going to give you a few questions to ask yourself to start to explore how right your niches and whether or not it is the right fit for you and your business. So we're going to go through some key questions. Also, just to say as well, I'm going to link to other episodes of the show and other blog posts that I've done in the past all around niching. So do check those out in the description, because I've talked about this before. I've talked about how to come up with a profitable niche. I've talked about how to approach niching if you are more of a multi-passionate person like me. And often if you are multi-passionate and you've got lots of interests and you want to talk about lots of different things, niching can feel really, really challenging. So do check out those links and they will tell you a bit more on that kind of area. But let's dig into some of these key questions. So the first question to ask yourself if you are having doubts around your niche is, Do you feel excited and do you have lots of ideas when it comes to creating marketing content for your business? If you don't, and obviously there's a lot of different things that can come into struggling with this area of business and struggling to create content, you know, that markets your coaching business. However, when your niche isn't quite right, this becomes so much harder. And again, you know, your niche is such a core foundation of what it is that you do. But when your niche is either a bit too loose or it's just not quite right for you, because this is the most important thing, you know, you can have, you know, what looks like on paper a really well-defined niche, but if it's not vibing for you, it's going to be really difficult to show up and actually create content under that. So when you are creating content, it feels good. You feel really interested and excited. You feel like there's enough scope for you to explore the kind of topics that you want to explore in your content. And whether that's things like blog post ideas, podcast ideas, social media posts, like whatever it is that you're doing, writing newsletters to your list, all of those ideas flow from your niche. And if you haven't got your niche quite right, that's when that can start to get a little bit tricky. So if you are finding that stuff hard, and you know, you've excluded some of the other reasons why that stuff can feel hard, because you know, there's lots of stuff that comes into visibility, mindset stuff, which we're going to touch on soon. But if you are still finding this difficult, it might be that your niche is ready for a bit of a tune up. So yeah, ask yourself, how excited do I feel about creating content? Because you know, I'm sat here now, I think this is like the 120 something episode of the Wholehearted Business Show, and I feel really confident that I'm in the right niche because I've literally been able to create this much content on the topic of starting, growing, building a health or life coaching business. And that, you know, that's a really good indicator. So if you are in a position where you're really struggling to get some ideas and just to do anything, then it's a really good indicator that your niche maybe isn't quite the right fit. The next question to ask yourself is, are you attracting the right fit clients? Now, again, lots of other things can come into the equation if you are not getting clients. However, if you are not attracting clients at all, if you are attracting clients but they're not quite the right fit, or there's something about the way that you're working with them that doesn't feel right, then again, that's another indicator that your niche might need some work. And again, you know, when your niche is, you know, well defined, when it's the right one for you, when it all makes sense, you are attracting clients who are like your ideal dream boat, amazing clients to work with, and you feel really excited about showing up with them and it's all flowing and it all feels really, really good. That's when you know that your niche is like absolutely spot on. If you are not, then again, that could be an indicator that your niche is ready to change. And like I say, you know, you can be brand new in business or further on, and your niche is going to evolve. You know, one of the things I will often say to people is, yes, we want to have a defined niche. Yes, we want to have a niche where we can operate within it. Like, this is the important thing. We need to have a niche that is defined enough that we can actually operate in our business. But sometimes a lot of us are like grasping for clarity that just isn't going to exist, because our niche is going to evolve and change as we do as coaches and individuals. So that's another thing to bear in mind. But if you are really struggling with clients, or if you are getting clients and they're not quite the right fit, then again, your niche might need to be tweaked or changed completely. The next question to ask yourself is, what is your gut feeling telling you? Like, what is your intuition telling you? Now, again, I'm a big believer that when it comes to business, the strategy side of it, it's something that we have to learn. We have to go somewhere, we have to get supported, we have to learn how to do this thing called online business. And that makes sense. However, there's always the role for your intuition to come in. And I honestly think if something feels off about your niche, then that's a really big indicator that there's something that needs to shift and change. And like I was saying just before, we need to feel good about our niche. It can look perfect on paper, but if we're not really like vibing with what it is that we're talking about, if it's really not aligned for us, then it gets really, really difficult. And this really comes into my wholehearted approach to business, is that, you know, things can look perfect on paper and, you know, we can be following all of the right strategies and learning all the right strategies, but there's that element of you and your connection with what it is that you're doing. You can go through the processes and go through the motions, but if that underlying connection and alignment isn't there, that can really cause a lot of struggle. So ask yourself, what does your kind of gut feel and what is your intuition telling you about your niche? I think that's a really, really good question. And if something is off, then it's a really good indicator to keep on exploring it. Now, with all of this, there is a big mindset element. So I wanted to make sure that we touch on this, because although these are all really valid questions to ask yourself, when it comes to how we feel about our niche, I often think there's quite a big chunk that is connected to our mindset. And there's some big themes that can come into play here. Big themes like, you know, imposter syndrome and, you know, not wanting to label yourself as an expert and visibility and fear of success and fear of failure. There's like all sorts of things that come into this. And sometimes when we are feeling really stuck with our niche, when we are, you know, feeling like it's just not clear, and it becomes a reason that we don't move forward. I've spoken about this in other episodes of the show and other blog posts that I've done. It kind of becomes this thing that we allow up to stop us from moving forward. It becomes like a form of procrastination. It's like, my niche just isn't clear enough, therefore I can't do X, Y, and Z. And this is why I think it's really important to have a niche that is clear enough for you to operate within, but also being really realistic and honest in that the clarity that you might be hoping to get may not actually exist. And that was certainly the case for me. I think I was trying to grasp at something that just was never going to be there in the way that I wanted it to be there. And actually, I just had to, you know, go out there and do what I could with what I had at the time and really push through the ways that I was procrastinating and using the whole niche thing as a method of procrastination, because it was linked to all of these other mindset things. So it's a really good thing to check in with your mindset. Like, is how you're feeling about your niche a way that you are perhaps procrastinating so that you don't have to, you know, be visible, face up to fear of success, fear of failure, you know, all of those things. It's a really, really good thing to check in on that, because it can be like a massive roadblock. And this again is why I wanted to run the bootcamp and really talk about some of these things, because when we have like all of the stuff connected to it, it can become quite a big challenge to get through it. So, you know, again, check out the bootcamp that we're going to do next week, but really do like a bit of a mindset check-in and remember that there might be something that you are grasping for that doesn't quite exist, but you still need to find a definition of your niche that allows you to operate within it. So perhaps you've asked yourself those questions and you're still thinking, okay, my niche just isn't quite right. What do I do? Like, where do I go from here? There's a few different options that you have, and I'm going to take you through those now. So the first option is that you completely change your niche. I know various different coaches who have completely changed their niche, and that's okay. Usually that's a lot easier if you are at the very, very start of your business, because you're yet to build up a, you know, a big audience, or a, you know, you're yet to brand everything or whatever. It's often easier if you're at the start, but not impossible if you're further on. But you can completely change your niche and go off in a completely different direction if that feels like the right thing for you. Another thing that you can do is you can pivot your niche. And this is really about moving into an adjacent space to your niche. So for example, if you are a health coach who has previously been working with stressed out mums, you might want to work with mums who are, you know, going back to work, for example, who are returning to work and need to manage things. So it's kind of like a slight sidestep. And I mean, actually, this kind of crosses over with the other two examples that I've also got, which is either you broaden your niche to include more scope, or you narrow your niche. And that's another thing that you can do. So basically, we've got, if you are not sure about your niche, you've got those four different options. You can completely change your niche, you can pivot into like a niche adjacent space. And to be fair, the pivoting is often really connected to widening or narrowing your niche. I suppose a good example of pivoting is what I did in my business, which was, I was a health coach. I was working with a lot of clients around their health and well-being, around their self-care, around weight and things like that, and hormones. And the pivot for me was to work with health and life coaches. And that happened over a long period of time. I've explored this and talked about it on the show before, but that was more of a pivot. So it was a definite change of ideal client. Because again, I'm a multi-passionate person, my niche needs to be quite wide for me to feel good to operate in it. And again, this is the conversation. You know, for me to again be able to confidently operate my business within a niche, it needs to be quite broad, which is why I haven't narrowed down. Like, if I narrowed down and just was like, okay, I'm just going to do, you know, Pinterest for health and life coaches or Pinterest for health coaches, that would be really narrow and it would be a great niche, but my head would be battered because I could not just focus on that one thing. And I can't imagine, I mean, I probably could do 100 episodes of a podcast on, you know, Pinterest for health coaches, but I'd be very, very bored, in all honesty. So these are just some of the examples. This is where you can go with it. These are things that you can explore. And, you know, again, it's about having a niche that you feel good about. This is the wholehearted business thing, is like, you need to feel good. It needs to feel aligned for you. Stuff can look as perfect on paper as it can, but if it doesn't feel right, it's going to be really difficult for you to operate inside your business under that. So really, you know, explore what that could look like, whether it's a complete change of niche, whether it's a pivot, whether it's a narrowing or an expansion, a widening of your niche. Obviously, a great thing to do here, if you're wanting to explore how you might want to change a niche, is some market research. Again, I will link to the episode of the show that I've done all about how to approach market research. That can be just super impactful to get a little bit of, you know, clarity, and just in terms of finding out what is going on out there in the world around your niche and around the ideas that you've got, and just market research can make a massive difference. Another thing you can do is, of course, book a session, work with a business mentor or a business coach to help you gain a bit of clarity and to talk through some of these things. I offer a clarity call. Again, it is highly discounted if you are a first-time customer. It is very, very discounted. So do go and check that out. Again, I will put the links in the description if you want to hop on that and come and book a call. That can be really, really powerful just to have that opportunity to talk things through with someone who gets it. And of course, again, you know, if you want to, this is kind of a form of market research, but sometimes a good thing to explore, perhaps if it's like a pivot or a completely different niche, is to offer a one-off call, a bit like my Priceless Power Hours strategy, which is basically a one-off call that has a specific remit and a specific outcome. You could offer something like that in the area of the idea that you've got about where you might want to move your niche into. And that can help, you know, validate your idea, get some feedback, kind of performs a market research role as well. And that can just be really, really helpful too. So I hope that's given you some ideas. Like I say, 3 questions to ask yourself if you're not sure about whether or not your niche is right, if you're doubting yourself, if you're feeling that you don't have enough clarity. You know, again, do that mindset check-in. Really, like, just ask yourself whether or not your mindset is coming into this. And then the 4 different ways that you can change your niche, whether that's pivoting, whether it's a completely new niche, narrowing or broadening out what it is that you do. And again, get some clarity, do some market research, you know, book a call with a coach, get some support. And, you know, again, explore the different ideas, you know, go out there and validate your ideas and get some feedback. And don't expect, again, like, your niche is going to evolve. When we are doing business really wholeheartedly, our businesses are going to change over time. They're not going to stay static. That's just the nature of, you know, of having a business that is really closely aligned with your life. I think it's going to change, and that's okay. And it's going to evolve. So just remember that as well. And like I say, please do come along and sign up for the Niche Message and Brand Bootcamp. They're not the sexiest, most exciting part of business, but they are so important and so foundational. So if you want to get more clients, really grow your business, really, you know, take it to the next level, wherever it is that you want to take it, you want to have these foundations in place and you want to have them really, really solid. So we're going to explore those over 5 days. Again, we're going to have a little Facebook group. I'm going to do some lives. I'm going to do some laser coaching. There's going to be some little trainings just to help you really tighten that up. And by the end of the bootcamp, you will have a much more clear, defined niche that is profitable, that you feel really good about. You will have a message that is really compelling, and you know how to communicate what it is that you're all about to your potential clients. And your brand will be well positioned and well defined. So again, that people know what you're all about. They know what they're going to get from you as a coach. And yeah, you're going to have those foundations in place, which again is going to help you get more clients. So check out the link in the description to sign up for the bootcamp. Again, wholeheartedlylaura.com/bootcamp, and you'll be able to sign up. And I will see you starting on Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. I hope you guys have found that helpful. Do let me know, as always, if you're listening on the podcast, please leave me a review. It's always so, so helpful. Any reviews that you leave and any feedback, please pop me a DM on Instagram. I'm @wholeheartedlylaura. And I will see you next week, guys. Take care. Bye.